Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, 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 one more welcome, everybody, to the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe all lesser values than love easily slide into the morass, the rabbit hole of BS, which for me is bait and switch, and it might be other things for you, but either way, love is the only way for us to live this life straightforward and happily. So let's do it happily, shall we? Let's do it through love. I'm really honored that you came here to be with me for a half an hour of your life and your time, and my heart is warmed by it. It's a chilly late November day while I'm recording this, so I need a little warmth coming up in my heart, and I feel it. I feel it coming from you through the computer or radio or device that you're listening to me through. We do a few things here routinely to keep me straight and narrow and keep you focused on where I want to go and where I want to teach you and lead you. And what I love about these few things that I do is that they are always fresh for me, and I hope they are for you. So we always begin with Love's Creed. It never gets old to me. I of course, that's easy for me to say because I wrote it and I treasure it and all of that good stuff. But it always stays fresh for me in the sense that I did write it, and it came from my thoughts and my meditation and my thinking of about 10 years ago. I needed a New Year's resolution that was bigger and better than exercising or losing weight or something like that. Nothing wrong with that. It's just that that's so dang predictable. And I needed something deeper. I needed something that would shake the norms up in my life. So I wrote Love's Creed. And then through the years, I've edited it, and I've got it down to a bit of a science. That's what I'm bringing for you here on the No BS Bishop. So we'll do Love's Creed in just a moment, and then we'll follow it up with the Lord's Prayer. Once again, something that is pretty typical, it's predictable, but if we let it, it can take you into a place of deeper contemplation, a sense of purpose that is straight from the mouth and the heart of Jesus. All right? So let's begin with Love's Creed. I'll read it in total, then I'll go back and give it to you like vows at a marriage altar, and I'll let you repeat after me. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Now, there it is in total. Let me go back and offer to you in short bursts. You repeat after me. Why? Because it's so valuable for our experience as humans to listen closely to what we're saying, especially with things like the Lord's Prayer, Love's Creed, or Pledge of Allegiance, or the Cub Scout, Boy Scout loyalty pledge, whatever that may be. If we're hearing what we say, we're paying any attention at all, it sinks in as values for us. So here we go. I'll give it to you in a short burst, and then you repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. I have an entertaining internal dialogue going on. I could hear myself saying, "Amen, preacher. Amen," to myself. Well, I entertain myself. So if you'd like a copy of Love's Creed, I'd be happy to send you a copy, and then you could put it in your computer, your phone, your device, write it on a 3x5 or a 5x7 card, put it on a mirror, on your sun visor in your car, so it's easily at the ready, and you can make it part of your daily meditation. You could send me a request for that at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all lowercase, all one word, at gmail.com. It'd be my pleasure, my delight and honor to send you a copy. All right, now let's say the Lord's Prayer together. On my way here, I listened to a devotional app, and the voice of the devotional app is the gentleman who plays Jesus on the series called The Chosen. His voice really has become the voice of Jesus for me. I don't know it. I know it's pretend, but it sure helps my creative juices. I was listening as he had us pray the Lord's Prayer today in my devotional, and it really, really shook up my world in a positive and beautiful way. I'm driving along and created a tear or two in my eyes. It made me just a touch more aware and sensitive to the world around me. I pray that's what happens for you right now. And I know I'm not the voice of Jesus from The Chosen, but I am the voice of an OBS bishop, Randy Dean, and hope I can give you a bit of an inspiration. While we together, we speak the words that Jesus taught us to pray when he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Whew. Once again, just lights up my soul, gives my brain synapses, something to be fired up about. Hope it gives you something similar as well. So here we are for another episode of No BS Bishop, and I've got some thoughts that are liberating about love today. You would have bet, right, that I was going to talk to you about love. I sure hope so, because I've been here 5 years talking about love, and I don't feel like you've even scratched the surface. I'm serious when I say that. The subject of love deserves so much of our attention and our attentiveness to sort life out. And life does get a little mixed up in circular motions and fallen motions and places that life can go in so many weird ways. Got to have some kind of true north, don't we? We got to have some kind of north star in our life. We've got to have some kind of one word value. And I got one for you. It's called love. I'm convinced that love has the significant value for every exercise in our life, relationships, jobs, personal life, quiet life, excited party life, whatever your life may be about at any given day. I know that love is possibly at every layer of whatever you're doing. And to give it that kind of attentiveness is huge. It's a centered, positive foundation for living life. And so what I'm going to talk to you today about are just these liberating thoughts that are liberating about love, love that does set us free, love that gives us a reason to be, love that shoves aside the muck and the mire and the foolishness of life around us, and love that it's like a snowplow that just pushes the slushy stuff out of our way so we can keep moving. Love isn't just a romantic thing, though it's that. Love is a life thing. It's a life value. I think it was last week I shared with you about how love can be a prayer and a meditation, a way of meditating your way through life about how can I be a loving or person or lover in this crazy mixed up world we're trying to navigate. So what are some of these liberating thoughts of love, you may ask? Randy, stop teasing me. All right, I'm sorry. Here we go. Here's some love liberation thoughts, pieces of the love pie, if you will, that you can taste and see that God is good. That the greatest single need, now this is seems to be self-obvious, but I don't think that we've given it the kind of attention it needs, and that is the greatest single need and the greatest single desire of every human being is love. You see, if you ask a kid, what do you want for Christmas or what do you want for your birthday? Sure, they're going to tell you about their latest game, their latest toy, their latest technology, their latest whatever, a doll. Or a child has this need to play and be entertained. But I promise you that if you bring that child what they are asking for their Christmas gift or their birthday, there's something inside that little boy, that little girl's mind is going to fire off and say, you loved me enough to listen. You loved me enough to know what I wanted. And they will know that love came their way. They may not be able to exactly define it that way, but they will feel the warmth of love. Why? Because the greatest single need in every human is love. It's to be loved. Now, let me flip that coin over to the negative side of that, and that is that if people are love deprived over a long enough period of time, it warps their personality. It warps their mental health. It'll warp even their physical health. It'll twist and turn at certain levels inside of them in ways that their ability to live mentally healthy, psychologically healthy, physiologically healthy will be thwarted, impoverished. I think if you give it some thought, you can see that possibly in yourself and more than likely in others that you're aware of, whose life has been beat up and bruised by their lack of being loved. So to that end, could we all just join together in love's creed to be alive to love for every human being we meet and know? Could we just all again agree together, let's be alive to love, to have plans and dreams and designs locked into anything and everything that is love? That would change the world one human or one interaction at a time. Certainly would change my world if I became that person. Certainly would change your world, recognizing that the greatest single need of every human being is love. To have love coming their way that shakes up their normal life, that shakes up their impoverished life. The average human being is in need of some affectionate expression at least twice in every day. This is it's a very light study that was done. I read some years ago that every day, every human being needs to have a little hug or just a glance or a wink of the eye or a smile. We need two of those every day. First in the morning, good morning, how are you? That's what I mean. It's the simplest thing in the wide world. Now, if you minus that out of your life, well, then you can see what I was saying earlier, that if that's if you're deprived of that kind of simple expression, it really puts a cramp on your life. It puts a cramp on your health. It puts a cramp on your mind and your ability to just navigate the world. So to that end, remember, every human being has one single need. Every human being has one single desire, and that is to be loved. And to be loved at least twice a day, early in the day, late at night, or whenever it may be, twice a day, just some connected, affectionate expression. And how about let's make that love? How about we make that our purpose to give somebody eye contact, as we'll say at the end of the broadcast and have for every broadcast in the last 5 years, just give somebody full eye contact and say, I love you. I'm telling you, that's life-changing, and it's potentially world-changing. So to that end, The greatest power each and every one of us possess is the power of love. Now, I know in a political season, there's been a lot of talk about power and who has the right to say this and who's got the legal permission to do that and what kind of courts are going to be called into account for making sure somebody's keeping the law. I know all of those have a certain amount of value, but I'm going to tell you, I think the greatest value of all is to know that the greatest power, politically or otherwise, that any of us possess is the power to love. You see, when I get involved politically, I ask who's going to be the best lover. That's, I really do. Who will love humankind the best? I don't care if it's a county commissioner or a congressperson or a senator or a legislature. I want to know, who is this person in their context of love? So to that end, I know that power rests in the seat of love. Real power rests, is seated in the seat of power. Love makes power truly, genuinely powerful. I believe this. I truly believe this. I'm spiritual care director for Spiritual Program Retreat, and we just finished a retreat a few days ago, and we had a gentleman come in who is a nationally known, probably internationally known, recording artist, John McAndrew. You can look him up on YouTube or buy his albums. He's such a gifted human being on keyboard and guitar. At any rate, John, who is known by some pretty famous people and been in a couple of recording studios where some of the rich and powerful have been recording. John, on the other hand of his life, he's rich and powerful because he's a lover, because he has a love context for how he relates to people, the way he speaks to people, the way he looks, the way he smiles. What we witnessed at our retreat when we had John as our guest was magnificent, absolutely magical. There were a couple people there who you can tell, because our retreat is there as a 12-step reminder how to recover from drugs and alcohol and addictions. We had a couple of people there who it's obvious that their life has been bombarded with the disease of addiction. You can see it in their eyes. You can see it in their bodies. And even if they're recovered and they've been clean and dry for multiple years or months, you can see that life has taken its toll. Well, we had a gentleman there whose life and body showed the scars, the deficits that addiction had played on him. But his mind is still sharp, and his own musical talent was innate. It was still there in him. Well, anyway, this guy made a connection with John McAndrew, and I heard him, and I was talking with him too. He's talking about how he played a blues harmonica. And John just wanted to know more. And I thought, you know, here's John McAndrew, a renowned recording artist, and he's talking to this older guy who just shows the signs of being worn down. Well, this guy's talking about playing a harmonica. And so John asked the man, he said, hey, do you carry your harmonica with you? And the guy said, oh, I don't go anywhere without it. John said, go get it. If you got it with you in your room, go get it and come back. Let's play around a bit. Well, this guy did. It took him a little while, and he got back, and he pulled out this harmonica. John sat down by an old beat-up piano, and John just started playing a little blues run on the piano. And this guy just started blowing on that harmonica. And I got to tell you, people, it was absolutely delightful. And this older gentleman, his eyes lit up, his body stood up a bit straighter. All of that is to say, John loved this guy. John just simply saw that the greatest single need in this man was love, and the greatest power any of us possess is love. And John loved that dude. John loved that guy right where he was at, believed in him. You know, the guy could have come back with a beat up old harmonica that wasn't working, or maybe if it was working, it was only half there, and I've seen a few of those. And John could have, I believe the way John treated this guy showed me that his love would have treated him equally with a beat up bad harmonica or a functional harmonica. And in either case, John had his love at full blast, for this guy. And what it did was it made that guy's weekend. In fact, there was a time where we had just a little bit of a concert with John McAndrew, and John brought this guy up, and they played a song with the blues, and this guy just wailed on that harmonica like there was no tomorrow. Everybody jumped to their feet and gave this guy some love. I could see physically in this man's life how love was creating a value where there might not have been any other value in that moment. I'm telling you this because the greatest single power we possess, every one of us, is love and attentiveness. Remember what I said about two times a day, we all need some love and attentiveness. Somebody that is recognizes that that maybe we're tired or maybe we're mentally drawn or exhausted. And what we need is, sure, we might need a cup of coffee in the morning to get up and get going. I know I do. But whatever else we need is we need some attentiveness in love to let the power of love in us be the power of love through us into somebody's life. Now, let's take that into everyday living, all the live long day. Anything we're doing, everywhere we go, people we see, people we talk to, phone calls we make, even text messages or emails. How about we insert love into every one of those little or large layers? How about we exercise this great power of ours, this liberating power of love? Yet we don't know. We just don't know what wilderness the person we're interacting with is walking through. We just don't know how this could be a life-saving moment. In the last year, through my connection with Spiritual Program Retreat, we have lost two sweet human beings to the painful, heart-wrenching, destructive power of suicide. It's been devastating on both cases. And in both cases, it wasn't necessarily something you could see coming. But what was happening in both of those cases is these were people crying out for even the slightest expression of love. And I'm not saying it would have stopped what was coming, but I'm just saying maybe it would have slowed it down one touch, 1 second, 1 minute. Maybe somebody you see today is in that extraordinary, that extreme sense of self-destructiveness. Would you join me in being committed to love's creed one more time? I'm alive to love. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. The greatest single power we all carry is love. Maybe, just maybe, if we carry the principle of love into a daily meditation and practice and prayer, maybe, just maybe, we're going to save a life or two. And you know what? We may not even know we saved their life. See, that's the beauty of it. You're not walking around looking for statistical evidence. You're simply walking around generated by the greatest single power we all carry. And that is love, boys and girls. Let's be about it. Let's rise and shine to that beauty and save a life. And by the way, the life you save might be your own if you simply, powerfully, intentionally love somebody. The old song from the 60s. If you can't be with the one you love, then love the one you're with. Whoever that is, give them the power of love. All right, let me bring this radio broadcast in for a close, and we do some things to close. First of all, I encourage you to give me some breathing with your routine right now. On the count of three, I want you to take the deepest, happiest, healthiest breath you know how to take. Set up straight, put your devices aside, close your eyes if you'd like to, and draw in a good breath of air. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. It's a simple thing, right? So one thing we all need as a human being is we need to breathe. You're not living if you're not breathing. And if you're breathing, you're at least giving yourself one more shot at being loved and giving love. So make sure you practice breathing rhythmically and deeply every day. Short breathing gets you anxious, but if you can calm your mind and breathe intentionally for just a few minutes, it'll lower your blood pressure, drop your anxiety like an anvil off the edge of a cliff. Another thing we practice here, and it's a joy of mine, and I watched it at this retreat that I was just at. I tell people that if you can, it's a beautiful thing to get somebody's attention. Look them straight in the eye. Slow these three holy, magical, charmed, and beautiful words. These words that are so holy that we ought to carry it like we're carrying the communion sacraments and a church service. These three words: I love you. With eye contact. Remember I said 2 times a day people need an intimate connection with somebody, an encouraging, intimate connection, an emotional boost, if you will. What better emotional boost than to say to somebody, I love you. Imagine me looking at you right now, and I'm trying my best to get this point across through this radio broadcast. I'm doing all I know to do to convince you these three holy words need to be a part of our vocabulary and our practice every day. Yeah, I know it's awkward, and I know it's startling, and I know it's hard. I get it. But anything worth doing is going to be hard, right? Didn't your coach tell you that? Didn't your mama or your daddy tell you that? Anything worth doing is going to be hard to do. How about we do this hard labor, the heavy lifting of love? Imagine me right now looking at you. I love you. Oh, yeah, you. All right. Well, the biggest mistake we make in life is thinking we just have more time. I'll get to it later. But I'm going to challenge you to be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. Mother Teresa said it this way. Go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. Go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. Love these people. See some lights come on behind those eyes when they're kind of dark and droopy and tired. See if you can light those eyes up with just a touch of love, making somebody aware that they've been noticed, they've been seen, and they have been loved. Could change the world one expression at a time, one person at a time, one moment at a time. Change the world. So it's really time, folks, to rise and shine. Let's do something beautiful because, oh, baby, ugly is getting done to death. Let's be the people of love who are doing the beauty and the Alive to Love project that sets hearts free. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. It's been a pleasure to be with you for this last half hour. Rise and shine, y'all, and happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m., and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.